the Lord has brought you to and where the Lord is taking you in the future. Since I was here last, there was that terrible event in a cinema in Colorado that devastated so many. And people said, well, why did God allow that? Well, the truth is, God gives freedom to us. And God brought me to this passage. And I believe we need to realize that we are living in an age when we will easily be deceived. We can easily be taken in the wrong direction. Do not be deceived, he said. Don't be deceived. And James is writing this and he is saying, don't be deceived. And what he says after that is, remember that God is a God who loves. God, every good and perfect gift is from above. All the good things come from God. God wants to bless us. A reminder that the emphasis must be on the goodness of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We live in a day and age when people do not recognize that every good and perfect gift comes from God. There are many ways in which people talk these days about Mother Earth, about how people have the ability to do all kinds of things. And God has no place. The psalmist says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And these intellectuals and many people who ignore God are forgetting that every good and perfect gift comes from God. The beauty of his creation is all around us to be seen. Don't be deceived. Where does evil come from? Because we are living in a world where there is evil. And I was talking to somebody on Friday and they were sharing with me about the circumstances. And I am a firm believer that in the world in which we live today, we are not concentrating on the goodness of God. Instead, there is an emphasis on the evil, on violence, on all the bad stuff. And we as believers in Jesus need to recognize that God loves us. And we are his children. We belong to him. And it says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. You see, God loves us. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We know what it is with shifting shadows, how things change. But God, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And where there is light, there is no darkness. But because light banishes the darkness. And as the children of God, we need to be a people who recognize that God is good. He wants to bless us. He gives us good things. Yes, there are negative things that we experience. But the negative things that we experience, where do they come from? Notice again in the positive light as he is reminding us, don't be deceived, because God is good and God shares with us every good and perfect gift. And in verse 18 he says, he chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. You see, the reality is that James is realizing and helping us to realize, if we go back to verse 13, He is talking about birth. He's talking about a new birth, a new beginning that we can have through Jesus. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. God wants us to receive all his goodness. We receive from him by his Holy Spirit. But realize this, the important thing to recognize, and James writes it here in verse 13, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. The world in which we live is full of, the advertising world is full of enticing words, trying to draw us in. And the evil one really is very active these days and trying to draw us in. Each one is tempted by his own evil desire. He is dragged away and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. We need to go back to the book of Genesis and realize that God created and he saw everything and it was good. It was very good when he rested on the seventh day. But we know that in Genesis it also records that God made man and woman and placed them in a garden and gave instructions that they could enjoy all that God had given them. But along comes Satan, the fallen angel, who entices them away. And by their own evil desires they give in, and that gives in to sin, and in as a result of sin it brought death into the world. As a result of those actions, everyone since has been born in sin. And we have to realize that the life that we live is part of our nature is sinful. That part of our nature that is called the flesh is sinful. We were born in sin and shaken in iniquity. What that means is, and you know if you see a little one, a babe, you don't need to teach a babe to do the wrong things. You don't need to teach a toddler to do the wrong things. They have that bias towards the wrong things. They have to be taught what is right and learn to do the right thing. And the reality is this, there is something deep-seated within us that needs to be dealt with. And so James describes it as new birth. Jesus described it in that way when he was talking to Nicodemus. He said, you must be born again. You see, that within us that is sin can be easily enticed. That nature, that sinful nature can be drawn away, and it is a battle that takes place within the believer. If we've accepted Christ to be our Savior, he wants to give us the best. He wants us to have the best. He wants us to focus on him and all that he can give to us. And instead, within us sometimes is that part of our nature that is being drawn away. And the way in which we live today, there are so many ways in which that sinful nature, the cravings of the sinful nature are met. I am so thankful that when I was growing up, there was not the amount of evil that is prevalent today. Not available to children growing up anyway. But nowadays, with TV, with video games, with computers, with all kinds of things, so much of it is negative. Yes, there's a positive side too. But remember that the good things come from God, but the bad things and the evil comes from Satan. He entices us away, but it's from our old nature. And it is gratifying that nature that causes problems. It is that which we need to have addressed. Don't be deceived. We can be easily drawn in, away. He says, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. The reality is this, that we need to recognize that God wants to shower his blessings upon us. And when tempted, don't blame God for those temptations that lead us in the wrong direction. Realize that we need to look to God. He will deliver us. Even the Apostle Paul described his own life in a way he knew that battle that was going on within him. He was saying, the good that I want to do, I don't do. And the things that I shouldn't do, I seem to be doing. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? He said, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. You see, we need, as believers in Jesus, to focus on the good. We need to feed our minds with the good things, the positive things of God. Allow his Spirit to fill us. Allow ourselves to be filled so full of God that the old nature has no place. That the old nature can be done away with. Oh, don't get me wrong, I have that nature too. I have that old nature. That battle goes on within me. But I need, as we all do, we need to come to God and ask him to fill us with his Spirit, to give us the strength to move on, to learn to trust that God has already won the victory through Jesus Christ. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I talked a little bit about the way in which people can be drawn away through meditation, through other kinds of things, and I'm not going to dwell with those things today. But please don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. The reality is that many people are looking for something spiritual, but they're looking in the wrong direction. We as believers know that Jesus is the way. He is the one we need to look to. We need to know that God is our Heavenly Father who loves us with an everlasting love. He has chosen to give us birth. He gives us a new beginning. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old is gone and the new has come. And so as he reminds us, please don't be deceived. He goes on to describe the way in which, as God does not change and gives to us every good and perfect gift, he gives to us the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians chapter 6. And you know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Sorry, chapter 5. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Self-control. You see, God gives us a freedom. He still does not force his way into our lives, but we need to receive from him the gifts, his good and perfect gift. The gift of eternal life through faith in Christ. The gift of his Spirit, that we might be filled by his Spirit, that the fruit of his Spirit will become evident in our lives, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Thus, he's talking about the early believers. They were the first fruits, the beginnings of the church. And so he was encouraging them to trust God and be recognize that birth needed to grow. You know, it's a seed that starts to grow and it needs to be nurtured. The birth, as we are new Christians, when we come to faith in the first place, we are like babes. And then we need to grow. And how do we grow? We need to feed ourselves on the Word of God. The Apostle Paul said on one occasion that you can't take the meat. You're still babes. You just need to feed upon the word, the milk of the Word of God. And so if we allow ourselves to be filled by the Spirit of God and recognize every good and perfect gift comes from Him, and recognize that where the evil comes from, that which is within us, that nature, that old nature that needs to be dealt with and put to death. That's the way it's described by the Apostle Paul. Put to death the old nature. He talks about it by way of baptism as a way of showing that the old nature has been buried and coming up into newness of life. And so James goes on, he says, my dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. I don't know whether we take note of these words today, but we are bombarded with so much. The movie that was being shown, I don't know enough about it, and I'm not interested in it. But I know that there was so much violence in it, and so much violence is being shown in movies that people, they just do not know the reality of the pain from the picture that is demonstrated on screen. But we as believers need to get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. He's saying, listen, but don't just listen. You need to respond to what you hear. What is God saying to you? Respond to it. Slow to speak. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says, he says, I notice in these days people are very careful about what the scripture says, and they change the words from a prayer at the wedding we went to. They said heavenly parent. It's like a man who looks in his face in the mirror. It's got to be a man, because a woman doesn't forget what she looks like. After looking at himself, goes away, immediately forgets what he looks like. So that is right. It's got to be a man, isn't it? Right, ladies? Yeah. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. In other words, when God reveals the truth to us, just dwell upon it. Just soak it in. Let his goodness come into you, and let his goodness flow through you to others. Don't be just a hearer of the word. And then he goes on, if anyone considers himself religious and doesn't keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. A tongue is described as a fire, and later on in James you can read about that. But the tongue, what is said is sometimes so cutting. I remember as a child being told, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. How untrue that is. Words can damage major. So keep a tight rein on your tongue. It says, if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless as this, to look after the orphans and widows in their distress That's part of the caring for one another. But then, notice, and this is so important for us in these days, keep oneself from being polluted by the world. How do you do that? In the world in which we live, that is so filled with the bad things. I'm not going to go there, but you know. God wants us to be holy. Wants us to be his representatives. Wants us to show to others that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Where does sickness come from? It's not because of our own sins, but it's because of the original sin. Because we are imperfect. Because of sin. God doesn't say that he's going to take us away and give us freedom from trouble or freedom from problems, but he says that he will be with us in and through those difficulties and problems. God is available to help us, an ever-present help. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by the desires that come and recognize the battles that go on. I heard somebody yesterday on the television describing what they said that the most important need, and I wouldn't agree with what they were saying, but they said that the spiritual need is the most important. Fame and all that goes with it, it is nothing. But within, each one of us has a spiritual need. And each one of us, if we've accepted Christ to be our Savior, he comes to live with us, and we become his dwelling place. And we need to remember that where we go, we're taking God with us. It would make a difference if we realized that. If we understood that there is no place that we can go to hide from God. Where can I go from your presence? Says the psalmist. There is nowhere that we can go away from God. But if we reject him and reject the truth that Jesus died for our sins, that we might have new life, that we might be born again of his Spirit, if we reject that, then we will find ourselves separated from God. We'll find ourselves at the end of our lives in a place called hell that is a very real place. Instead, my prayer for each one of us is that we accept that God so loved, that from him comes every good and perfect gift. He will help us through. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. There are many who will draw us away in wrong directions. But let that word of God dwell in you. I was talking to somebody on Friday again, and they were saying how as a child they went to a church, and every week they were taught scripture, to learn verses of scripture. And they've celebrated their 65th wedding anniversary, and they're saying, you know, those verses that I learned as a child, it's surprising how often they come to my mind. Feed yourself on the Word of God. Make sure that you don't get polluted by the world in which we live. Instead, look upon God, who wants to bless you. Let's sing together the final hymn, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell, For I know, whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. 505. We'll stand to sing. Father, we thank you that you send your good gifts to us. Help us to be open to you and receive from you and be filled with your Spirit and demonstrate that we are yours through the lives that we live. Help us not to be deceived, but instead to recognize the truth of your love for us. Help us to be not just hearers of your word, but doers also. So bless us, we pray, and we hand the future into your hands, and pray that we might know your blessing, the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen.